Well, joining me in studio, I have two very special guests here. Who knew there could be so much talent in one room here at WATD? First, Sophia Bethany, you are a young woman who is, I believe, a senior at Duxbury High School.
That is correct.
That's right. And Chris Bethany, we know you. You're a local man about town, of course, very famous builder. You're involved in a lot of different things, and you're here to support your daughter in this wonderful cause that she has taken on, and also to talk about some of the other talents that are in your family. Hey, thanks so much for joining me on this rainy, soggy, windy day. Now, you know, I'd be a liar if I say that I didn't peek at that little special program they had about you, Sophia, on WBZ, and that was very nice, talking about how you're really a star. When I think about everything that you've accomplished, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, my first question was like, this is who I want to be when I grow up. I'm sure other people will be thinking about that. Let's first start with karate. This is something that you started when you were, what, 5 or 6 years old?
I started karate when I was 6 years old.
Okay, now what was it that encouraged, did you just want to do it? Did you hear about it? What was it that drove you to want to do that?
The dojo that I have been going to is run by a close family member. So my parents, they brought me over to the dojo to go and take a class, and that actually followed me just throughout my whole life.
That's wild. So what is it that appeals to you about karate? Was it the control, the grace, the mental set? What is it that appeals to you?
I would say it's the mental set, because it's not just throwing kicks and punches. You have to remember that there's mind, body, and spirit involved. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, there's a lot of respect and discipline that comes with martial arts.
Wow, and you worked your way up, I believe. Was it a red belt when you were just a child?
That is correct. The red belt is the highest you can go to up to when you're 13 years old. And due to the COVID-19 pandemic, I had to take a break. But now I'm back at it, and I'm ready to progress to my black belt.
Okay. Wow. It's okay. I'm just going to stay on this side of the table. No, I know you're very disciplined. Chris, Bethany, you're the dad here. You love to encourage your daughter to do so many things, and I'm sure that the whole karate was part of that.
It was, Christine. And again, thank you so much for having us, and hello to everybody. Thanks for listening. Sophia's myself and my wife, Alina. Sophia's our only child, and yeah, she's always been just a very hard worker, very disciplined, focused, and the martial arts just has given her all that more confidence. It's a great way to upbring your child.
That is so cool. Now, you have another project that you're working on right now, and this is besides, you know, all the other things in your schoolwork, and this has to do with ADUs, and this is something we've really just started reporting on in the past couple of years, the accessory dwelling units that mm-hmm. now legally here in the state people can build on their property. Mm-hmm. Now, you've always been interested in the design part of this and putting things together, but now, Sophia, you're taking that a step farther. Tell our listeners about that.
That is correct. So I've decided to pursue a project called Sophia Bethany's ADU Blessing, and the goal is to do a 100% donated labor and materials ADU or accessory dwelling unit for a veteran in need. So it'll be giving a veteran who's in need of a home, a home.
How are you going to pull this off? What are you looking for? Are you looking for donors? Are you looking for advice? How are you going to do this big project?
Dad, Chris.
That's why Dad came today, right, Christine? Thanks for having us again. The logistics on it, we're in the process of doing it. We've received tremendous support from everybody, from all the people involved in the local towns and so forth. We're early in the process. We're trying to be very smart and proactive on the process. But what we're going to be doing is, Sophia, first step, www.sophiabethanysaduBlessing.com. We will have current updates, all the proper filings within the state for folks to be able to contribute in any manner, as in like a 501c and so forth, are being put in place as we speak. And I expect over the next week to 10 days, we'll have that type of vehicle where people, if they want to be involved, donate in different capacities to be able to get on board with us. This is going to be about the community. While Sophia is spearheading this, our whole goal is to be able to share this blessing with everybody throughout the South Shore community. Everybody's welcome. It's all about love, support, and getting behind a veteran in need of housing.
Now, if people are not familiar with the ADU term, I believe it's, what is it, a limit of 900 square feet? Is that the way that works?
if I may, it's a by right use of up to 900 square feet. That's not inclusive of unfinished garage space, unfinished basement space, exterior decks, things of that nature. You can, in fact, be able to build one that is larger and or multiple ADU units on your property. That would just require a special permit from the towns and local communities.
It's amazing. What a great idea. And I just want to let people know, too, that Sophia and her dad, Chris, are going to have a new talk show here on WATD that premieres tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the Bethany Builders Podcast, so you can follow along with this wonderful project. And I think it's a terrific idea. As you know, here at WATD, we support our veterans. We try to do a lot of focused news on veterans, and we do have our Veterans Voice radio show here, of course, you know, on Thursday nights, and try to keep up with the local veterans agents, and I feel like we can't do enough for them when you really think about this. Sophia, who are your heroes?
That's a tough question. I would say that my mom and dad, they've always supported me. They've always inspired me to go and just make big goals and go and pursue them. So I would have to say my mom and my dad.
It's not great, because not everybody gets that kind of support when they're young. So that is terrific. You get a gold star in your file, Dad. And your wife does too, because I met her before and interviewed her. Lovely lady. What motivates and drives you to do things like this? You're a very grown up senior in high school. I mean, I meet some adults that aren't as together as you are.
I would say just to have the opportunity to be able to be a leader and do all of these things. You know, it takes a lot of work, but I think just having the blessing to just wake up every morning and just go take on the day, I think that's what motivates me.
Tell us again, tell our listeners again what your website is, or they can find out more about this ADU project.
The website is www.sophiabethanysaduBlessing.com.
And again, the Sophia and her dad, Chris, have a new talk show on WATD. It premieres tomorrow night at 7 p.m., the Bethany Builders Podcast. And before we sign off, I want to ask each one of you, I want you to tell me something unusual or unique about yourself that people probably don't know, whether it's world figure skating champion, you like to make hula hoops. Tell us something interesting that people might not know about you, Sophia.
I'm going to give it to my dad first.
Okay. Christina, that's as good that dad's here today, right? I'll go first. About myself, it's about putting others before yourself when you start your day. A lot of challenges, as we all know, in this lifetime. I have my personal motto, which is work hard, be humble, be kind. Mm-hmm. And we've instilled that with Sophia. And one of the things we have, and Sophia's actually brought that forward many times, in order for her to want to be able to receive certain blessings, it's important. We have a rule, 3-to-1 rule, where Sophia and our family needs to put out 3 blessings before we could ever consider to receive a blessing for ourselves. Sophia's working very hard. She started courses at Harvard University in the 10th grade. My wife graduated from Harvard University, and she hopes her dream and her goal is, God's will, she's in the college process with a strong GPA to be able to accomplish that goal.
I think whatever you want to do, Sophia, you're going to do really well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, that's not a question. You're focused on that. You're used to winning. You're obviously smart, but I still want you to tell me something that people might not know about you, whether it's as simple as you like to paint flowers, you love to sneak videos of kittens and dogs. I peek at those all day in the newsroom, I'll be very honest. I love looking at things like that. How about you? Tell us something about yourself.
Well, I would say one thing that I really prioritize is volunteering. I think a lot of times, well, not always, but sometimes it can feel like maybe an obligation to some, but to me, it's something that I really have a passion for. I love to help others. I even hosted an event for senior citizens as like an ice cream social. Mm-hmm. And that just is so rewarding to me. Just giving back to the community, it's something that I love to do.
I agree. Sophia Bethany's ADUBlessing.com, and then your talk show, the Bethany Builders Podcast, tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Sounds like a great thing. We'll check in again. Check out the website to stay up on the ADU. And Chris, you wanted to add something?
Just in closing, number one, two things. We're involved. Sophia's project at the singing in Sundays for our seniors at the South Shore with the Triad Group, Laurie Sullivan and Rhonda Nyman and their group from the Sheriff's Department will be doing that. The first one's on Halloween, so
okay.
Come and have a great time. We're going to be doing Pembroke, Marshfield, and Hanover Senior Centers. Second thing, if you'd like to talk to Sophia on a private basis, she does design. She's ADU designer and home additions at BethanyBuilders.com. You can reach Sophia Bethany. She's a worker.
That's right. Sophia, anything else you want to say before signing off?
I just wanted to say thank you for listening and for all of your support.
Absolutely. We're glad to have both of you on here today, Sophia and Chris Bethany. Again, Sophia Bethany, ADUBlessing.com, and check out their new broadcast here on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., the Bethany Builders podcast. We're going to pop this up online as well. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Christine.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.